Welcome to Nach Yomi of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Schupp. Today we'll examine chapter 36 of Sefer Yirmiyahu. Like the preceding one, this chapter also reflects on the early days of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, when Jehoiakim arrogantly dismissed the prophet's forewarnings of the rise of the Babylonian Empire and the decline of the Egyptian influence in the Middle East. Jehoiakim stubbornly maintained a pro-Egyptian stance and was beholden to the pharaoh that had installed him as monarch of the Judean kingdom. He and the colluding Kohanim had Yirmiyahu silenced as they barred him from coming to the Beit HaMikdash or preaching in the area. Rashi suggests he was physically restrained from coming and going as he wished. Therefore, Hashem commanded the prophet in verses 2-3, "Kach lecha megilat sefer, uchatafta eleha et kol hadvarim asher dibarti elecha, al Yisrael ve'al Yehuda, ve'al kol hagoyim miyom dibarti elecha miyimei Yoshiyahu ve'ad hayom hazeh. Ulai yishmeu Beit Yehuda et kol hara'a asher anochi choshev la'asot lahem, leman yashuvu ish midarko hara'a, וסלחתי לאבונם ולחטאתם." Take a scroll and write on it all the words that I have spoken to you concerning Israel and Yehuda and all the other nations from the time I began speaking to you in the reign of Yoshiyahu and until now. Perhaps when the people of Yehuda hear about every disaster I plan to inflict on them, they will each turn from their wicked ways. Then I will forgive their wickedness and their sin. Though the royal court and many of the Kohanim considered Yirmiyahu as a traitorous agent of Babylon, Hashem wanted the message read to the general population in hopes that they will understand the danger posed from without and within, so they may repent. Consequently, beginning in verse 4, Yirmiyahu calls on his protege to record all his prophecies and then read them to anyone who might listen. Vayikra Yirmiyahu et Baruch ben Neriah, vayichtov Baruch mepi Yirmiyahu et kol divrei Hashem asher diber elav al megilat sefer. Vayitzave Yirmiyahu et Baruch lemor, ani atzur lo uchal lavo beit Hashem. Uvata ata, vekarata bamegila asher katafta mipi את דברי השם באוזני העם בית השם ביום צום, וגם באוזני כל יהודה הבאים מעריהם תקראים. אולי תיפול תחינתם לפני השם וישובו איש מדרכו הרעה, כי גדול האף והחימה אשר דיבר השם אל העם הזה. So Yirmiyahu called Baruch ben Neriah, and Baruch inscribed whatever Yirmiyahu dictated, all the words that Hashem had spoken to him upon a scroll. Then Yirmiyahu told Baruch, "I am restricted. I'm not allowed to go to the house of Hashem. So you go and read from the scroll that you wrote, the words of Hashem as I dictated, so that they can be heard by all the people that come to the house of Hashem on a fast day, and to all of the people of Yehuda who come in from their towns. Perhaps they will plead before Hashem, and each will repent of his wicked ways. For the anger and wrath pronounced against this people by Hashem are great." Then, a year later, Nebuchadnezzar's army marched down the Mediterranean coast and conquered Ashkelon. Now Yirmiyahu's early warnings took on a renewed urgency, as apparent in verses 9-10. Vayhi bashana chamishit lehoyakim ben Yoshiyahu, melech Yehuda, bachodesh hatshi'i, karu tzom lifnei Hashem. Kol ha'am b'Yerushalayim, v'kol ha'am habaim me'arei Yehuda b'Yerushalayim. V'hamelech yoshev beit ha'choref b'chodesh hatshi'i, v'et ha'ach lefanav mevo'eret. ויקרא ברוך בספר את דברי ירמיהו בית השם, בלשכת גמריהו בן שפן הסופר, בחצר העליון פתח שער בית השם החדש באוזני כל העם. In the ninth month of the fifth year of Jehoiakim, son of Yoshiyahu, the king of Yehuda, a fast day was proclaimed before Hashem for all the people in Yerushalayim and those who came from the towns of Yehuda. From the chambers of Gemariah, son of Shaphan the scribe, in the upper courtyard at the entrance of the new gate of the temple, Baruch read from the scroll the words of Yirmiyahu to all the people at the house of Hashem. In the audience was Michiyahu, the grandson of the scholar and scribe Shaphan, who was among Yirmiyahu's allies. Alarmed at the message he had just heard, he rushed to the offices that housed the scribes, advisors, and elders of Am Yisrael and alerted them, repeating what he had just heard Baruch ben Neriah reading to the public. So the official sent a messenger to Baruch, demanding that he bring the scroll and read it to them privately. Apparently, they wanted to ensure the authenticity of the prophecies and were very concerned about the repercussions of a public reading of Yirmiyahu's words. Vayomru elav, shevna, ukrana beozneinu. Vayikra Baruch beoznehem. Vayi kishomam et kol hadvarim. פחדו איש אל רעהו, ויאמרו אל ברוך, הגד נגיד למלך את כל הדברים האלה. ואת ברוך שאלו לאמור, הגד ננו, איך כתבת את כל הדברים האלה מפיו? ויאמר להם ברוך, מפיו יקרא אלה את כל הדברים האלה, ואני כותבת על הספר בדיו. They said to him, sit down please and read it to us. So Baruch read it to them. When they heard all these words, they looked at each other in fear and said to Baruch, we must report all these words to the king. Then they asked Baruch, tell us, how did you come to write all this? Did Yirmiyahu dictate it? Baruch replied, he dictated all these words to me, and I wrote them in ink on the scroll. Shaken by the ominous messages, and apprehensive about the predictable reaction of their king and his closest advisors, the officials advised Baruch in verse 19, Lech hisater ata v'Yirmiyahu, v'ish lo yeda eifo atem. You and Yirmiyahu go and hide. Don't let anyone know where you are. Then the officials left the scrolls in the hands of a colleague for safekeeping and went to the king to report the gist of what they had heard, withholding their opinions about the credibility of the message. But Jehoiakim wanted to hear the entire message, read to him by a trusted advisor in the inner chambers of the palace, as he was surrounded by his closest ministers. Vayishlach ha-melech et Yehudi lakachat et ha-megillah, vayikacheha milishkat Elishema ha-sofer. Vayikreeha Yehudi beoznei ha-melech, ובאוזני כל השרים העומדים מעל המלך. So the king sent Yehudi to get the scroll, and he took it out of the chamber of Elishema, the scribe. Yehudi read it in the ears of the king, and then in the ears of all the princes who stood beside the king. But before he could finish reading, the king himself desecrated the scroll. והמלך יושב בית החורף בחודש התשיעי, ואת האח לפניו מבוארת. והיא כקרוא יהודי שלוש דלתות וארבעה, יקראיה בתער הסופר. והשלך אל האש אשר אל האח, עד תום כל המגילה על האש אשר על האח. It was the ninth month, and the king was sitting in the winter apartment with a fireplace in front of him blazing. Whenever Yehudi had read three or four columns of the scroll, the king cut them off with a scribe's knife and threw them into the fireplace until the entire scroll was burned in the fire. Neither the king nor his inner court hid their contempt and brashly ignored the pleas of the scholars and elders that had originally come to them, hoping against hope that perhaps the news of the advancing Chaldean army would shake Jehoiakim out of his narcissistic illusions as indicated in verses 24 through 26. ולא פחדו ולא קראו את בגדיהם המלך וכל עבדיו השומעים את כל הדברים האלה. וגם מנתן ודליהו וגמריהו הפגיעו במלך, לבל תשרוף את המגילה, ולא שמע אליהם. ויצווה המלך את ירחמיל בן המלך ואת שריהו בן עזריאל ואת שלמיהו בן עבדאל, לקחת את ברוך הסופר ואת ירמיהו הנביא, ויסתירם השם. The king and all his attendants who heard all these words showed no fear, nor did they tear their clothes. Even though Elnatan, Delaya, and Gemariah urged the king not to burn the scroll, he would not listen to them. Instead, the king commanded Yerachmiel, the son of the king, Seraiah, son of Azriel, and Shlemiah, son of Abdel, to arrest Baruch the scribe and Yirmiyahu the prophet. But Hashem had hidden them. Hashem then commanded Yirmiyahu, שוב קח לך מגילה אחרת, וכתוב עליה את כל הדברים הראשונים אשר היו על המגילה הראשונה, אשר שרף יהויקים מלך יהודה. ועל יהויקים מלך יהודה תאמר, כה אמר השם, אתה שרפת את המגילה הזאת לאמור, מדוע כתבת עליה לאמור בו יבוא מלך בבל, והשחית את הארץ הזאת, והשבית ממנה אדם ובהמה. לכן, כה אמר השם על יהויקים מלך יהודה, לא יהיה לו יושב על כיסא דוד, ונבלתו תהיה מושלכת לחורב ביום ולקרח בלילה. Take another scroll and write on it the words that were on the first scroll that Jehoiakim, king of Yehuda, burned up. Concerning Jehoiakim, king of Yehuda, this is what Hashem said. You burned that scroll and said, why did you write on it that the king of Babylon would certainly come and destroy this land and wipe it from both man and beast? Therefore, this is what Hashem says about Jehoiakim, king of Yehuda. He will have no heir to sit on the throne of David. His corpse will be thrown out to the heat by day and the frost by night. Radak notes that Jehoiakim's son would, Jehoiachin, be coronated, but taken into exile a mere 3 months later, where he was kept in custody. There is no indication that the prophet read the scroll to Jehoiakim, but he certainly left it as a testament to all future generations. So the chapter closes with verse 32. V'Yirmiyahu lakach megila acheret, v'yitneha el Baruch ben Neriah ha-sofer, v'yichtov aleha mipi Yirmiyahu et kol divrei ha-sefer asher saraf Yehoiakim melech Yehuda ba'esh, v'od nosaf alehem dvarim rabim kahem ba. Yirmiyahu took another scroll and gave it to the scribe Baruch ben Neriah. And as Yirmiyahu dictated, Baruch wrote on it all the words of the scroll that Jehoiakim, the king of Yehuda, had burned in the fire. And then he added many similar things to them. Abarbanel notes that the second scroll, dictated by Yirmiyahu to Baruch ben Neriah, his scribe and messenger. But in this scroll, Yirmiyahu added his own words, as well as the prophecies received from Hashem. The additional words formed the basis of Megillat Echa, the Book of Lamentations, as well as the history recorded in the Book of Yirmiyahu. Thank you for learning together. Le'ilui Nishmat, Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bat Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.